Live from NHPR News, I'm Rick Ganley. The experiences of several New Hampshire educators are at the center of a new federal lawsuit challenging President Trump's ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in public schools. NHPR's Emery Timmons has more details.
The National Education Association and its local chapter are asking a federal judge to stop the Trump administration from enforcing the new restrictions, saying they chill free speech. The ACLU of New Hampshire is also working on the case. Legal Director Giles Bissonnette said the ban poses risks for students, too.
What it's likely to do, or what it has the potential of doing, is causing educators not only in New Hampshire, but nationally, to retreat and to pull back from providing that type of critical education and instruction that students are entitled to.
New Hampshire education officials have encouraged districts to review their programs to ensure they comply with the new orders. The U.S. Department of Education did not respond to a request for comment as of press time. Anne-Marie Timmons, NHPR News.
A 24-year veteran of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office will lead that department following a special election by the county delegation last night. Brian Newcomb replaces former Sheriff Chris Connolly, who resigned to serve as the chief of staff for Governor Ayotte. Newcomb had been filling that role on an interim basis. During a brief speech, he highlighted the importance of recruiting deputies, improving the office's technology, and starting construction on a new space.
I will continue to lead the department in a positive direction that focuses on professionalism and fair and impartial policing.
Advocates say county sheriffs have a lot of influence over how involved the department is in participating in federal immigration enforcement. Recently, state police, the Belknap County Sheriff's Office, and Gorham's Police Department applied to join a federal program that deputizes local officers to carry out immigration enforcement. In sports, even with some key players sitting out the game, the Celtics pulled out a 128-118 victory over Portland last night. Boston got a shooting display from Peyton Pritchard and Derek White. Pritchard drilled 10 three-pointers, while White added 9, setting a new NBA record for the most three-pointers made by a pair of teammates. The two combined for 84 points overall in the game, the most any two Celtics have ever combined to score. The Bruins are on the road tonight at Carolina. Your forecast, more clouds than sun today with some showers and mist this morning, 45 to 55 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, some scattered snow showers, mainly north of the lakes, a windy night, temperatures in the teens and 20s. And Friday, snow showers will end in the morning for the North Country, turning partly sunny for central and southern parts of the state. Some gusty winds tomorrow. We'll see highs in the 20s to 40s from north to south.